shit.
Hey, I'm like in an interview.
I grew up in a small town in Virginia. Not saying like, oh, they're like Bible chuckers and, you know, things of that nature, but we didn't have too many, the community, the LGBT community didn't have too many representations there. Everybody thought that we were something bad. And for the representation that was good in that city, they either were murdered or they went missing and never was found. I had to get out of that city. I was too big, and, you know, I felt like my life was going to be in danger. I didn't fit in. I was the black sheep. I was made for the city life. When I came to Baltimore, it was at a time that I was questioning my worth and myself. Like, you know, once you hit those, that 18, 19, it's like, what am I doing with my life? Like, and then, like, it's just like, how can I better myself? Baltimore's older generation embraces the younger generation. Like, it's more so like in different cities you get like the older generation's like, I'm not going around that child. I've had my years. I'm not. Mm-mm. Baltimore's older generation is like, come here, baby. Let me give you your moan shot. Let me. Here's a bottle of Spiro. You know, things of that nature, making sure that their younger girls are taken care of. I love that. Here's a job opportunity for the older girls. Oh, they're a manager of a Macy's or something like that. Baby, you come down here, you fill out your application, come work ready, da-da-da-da-da, we gonna get you on, things of that nature. So just the opportunities and the knowing that they went without, so they're gonna make sure that their girls are not going without, you know, trying to break generational curses within the community. So it's a beautiful thing. I do think that in the community, I think more so what we need to do as older leaders and things is we need to wrap our arms around the youth, is because something that I tell everybody is when we're dead and gone, nobody's going to be here to tell our story the way that we could tell it but the youth. And we don't want to portray a bad image to the youth because we don't ever want to destroy our story. We want to keep it pure. I do hate the fact that people get children just because it's a cute look. Like, and there's no parental guidance was there. Like, my kids can tell you I am on their tail feathers. You went to class today? What? Looking for jobs? Did you go to work today? Okay. I'm like, on, like, and that's just from Molly being that mother that's been on my tail feathers and my father being who he is to be on my tail feathers. So they've pushed me, like they've always looked up to me. So it's always like, I can never fail them. Like I can't feel like I gotta keep going for them. It's because they see so much in me sometimes that I don't see in myself. I grew up in the older generation of sex work. Back when no name sites were up before they got seized. Like that was my era. 5-6 girls in one hotel room. All the girls go wait in the bathroom when the date comes in and things of that nature. We made the best of the worst, if that makes sense. Like, but for everybody thinks that it's a stigma that is on sex work that trans women want to do this. That's not the case at all. Sex work is something that we do for survival. Do I wish it on anybody? No, but do I say use what you got to survive? Of course. It's a totem pole, but we're like the bottom of the totem pole. So it's like sometimes you just, I think that's why trans women are so resilient and so brave and so bold, is because we know that the world will never really care about us. Like we care about us. Like we'll never really find that type of, once again, acceptance. I just, to anybody that's not a trans experience, I just say hug on your trans siblings and non-binary individuals. I feel like we need the most love. Everybody needs love, but I feel like our community has poured out into other communities and gave that love, that motherly feeling, that fatherly feeling that we need. The love, we need to fight, stand in solidarity and unity with your trans siblings and non-binary individuals. Trans Lives Matter. Thank you for this opportunity.